This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. David wanted to build a temple for God, but God said his son would build it. David responded well to this. In fact, we can learn much about humbly trusting God even when others get the opportunity we desired. In this case, David significantly helped toward his son's success. Let's do a Focus and Amplify study of chapters 22 through 29. Reflecting on these chapters, I identified the focus as helping others succeed. This is amplified with three main points: preparation, plans, and prayer. It says in 1 Chronicles 22:5, David made extensive preparations before his death. These preparations included stockpiling pre-finished materials and enlisting workers. He also organized the Levites for their respective responsibilities in leading worship in the temple. He then organized the army and appointed those to be in charge and when they would serve. Those who would administrate the kingdom were also appointed. Then he called everyone together and challenged them to be faithful to God in carrying out their assignments. In chapter 28, verse 11, it says, "Then David gave his son Solomon the plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind. All this, David said, I have in writing from the hand of the Lord upon me, and he gave me understanding in all the details of the plan." David's example of giving all he could to help his son Solomon succeed in his task of building the temple for God inspired others to do the same. In our next visit, we'll continue to amplify the focus or theme, helping others succeed.